All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's the day before the big holiday, and hopefully everybody is ready to get out and play at some point. In the meantime, we're happy to have you from now until 4 o'clock. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. We're all present and accounted for. Ready for a little pre-4th fireworks? And oh, by the way, your Rockets just set off the big fireworks, finally making that big move everybody was anticipating.
Oh, my God. What'd they do?
No Clint Capella.
Oh.
No free agent signing that was of a top 25 type free agent.
Okay.
But Michael Carter Williams, welcome to H-Town with your 25-letter alphabet with no J in it. Thank you very much for playing. Well, yeah, all right. Wow. Daryl Morey, you've made a splash in the pee puddle of life this year. So,
like, why?
Yeah.
Michael Carter Williams. So this just broke because I saw a thing from, like, some other website 4 hours ago that said they were talking to him.
Well, they met with him right at the start of free agency. They met with him on Sunday. I was joking, going, I think Daryl and Tad just used it as a dry run for their presentation. So when they got the big names in the room, they would have gotten all the kinks out of the video and their iPads and all their giveaways. But instead, they were serious, and suddenly Michael Carter Williams is that backup point guard everybody was hoping came to Houston.
Yeah, you know, he statistically.
I knew it. I was going to say, you're already bringing up numbers, aren't you?
Is garbage. Now, I can honestly say I haven't watched a lot of Michael Carter Williams. But statistically, he's a 23%. Three-point shooter.
Oh, so he's lights out. Like, he can't like, see the rim because the lights are
God,
out.
Honest to God, I think Joel could shoot 23% in the NBA.
I would agree with that.
How are you, like, I don't understand. Tell me this, that you know at least that he's he plays hella defense. Like,
I mean,
he's just a defensive machine.
So you watch. You're gonna hear a lot of things. When Daryl comes out, he's going to talk about the guy. Here's a highly regarded guy coming out of college. Here's a guy that was a lottery pick. Essentially, what he's telling you is, hey, if you were a lottery pick, see Johnny Flynn, Hasheem Thabeet, and Thomas Robinson, amongst other lottery picks with other teams that Daryl had to bring in, only to kick the tires and realize, no, they're still flat. They suck.
Yo, this dude's numbers are garbage.
Yeah, so he comes out. He's a traditional point guard. He was a high lottery pick. Hasn't ever panned out the way anybody anticipated after his rookie season where he was decent. And again, if you're looking for a backup point guard, especially if Chris Paul goes out in an offense that is predicated on threes and layups, well, I hope he's a hell of a layup. He makes a good percent of his layups because his threes at that percentage that's just awful.
23%. That's this was what we waited in Houston for?
The only thing you can hold out hope for is a trade.
Yeah, but and that's the only thing is I was going to look up his
cap number.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a free agent, so hopefully they got him on the cheap. Not the name anybody was anticipating, expecting, or wanting based on the fact that the list that I threw out there before the draft, those names keep getting checked off as Avery Bradley, the latest to sign a 2-year deal with the Clippers for almost $25 million. J.J. Redick is gone. You can trade for Wilson Chandler.
Your options, though, at point guard, if you were just looking for a backup point guard, Tony Parker. And these are just unrestricted free agents that are currently available.
You don't think Tony Parker's a better option than Michael Carter-Williams?
Isaiah Thomas, Shelvin Mack, Devin Harris, Dante Exum, Marcus Smart. You could stop me right there, Marcus Smart. Michael Carter Williams was on this list. Raymond Felton, Aaron Brooks, Jameer Nelson, Mario Chalmers.
And you still named three guys that I would have taken before I looked at Michael Carter Williams.
Absolutely.
And this used to frustrate guys in the organization that Daryl has, he hates to be anybody to let say that he calls his players assets because he doesn't want it to be that way, but he does. And the other thing is he's enamored by lottery picks.
and he feels like they have added value. But, you know, I've had Coach McHale and others tell me, hey, that's great to have all the potential in the world and people saying you were a lottery pick, but I've never seen a lottery pick automatically get into the Final Four of the NCAAs, in an NBA situation. I've never seen a guy that would, just because you were a lottery pick doesn't mean you're guaranteed to be in the Western Conference or Eastern Conference Finals or be an all-star or do the things that everybody expected you to when you were drafted. And in most cases, the guys that he's traded for and brought in from other organizations that were lottery picks have failed.
Well, here's hoping this isn't another one. So
let's hope he spends all summer with Markel Fultz and Lonzo Ball trying to figure out their jump shots.
Yeesh.
Wow. That is awful.
Yeah, that's a drag on starting the show.
I don't blame Daryl.
Yeah, so yesterday was Nora's birthday.
Yeah.
And I took her to Carrabba's.
Ooh, good choice.
Well, that was her choice, not mine.
The original or the one out your way?
No, the one in the Woodlands. I'm not driving all the way to the original. You crazy? Is the original here in Houston or is it the national? That's the original Carrabba's?
Yep, Johnny Carrabba's still there a lot.
Oh, wow.
The rest he franchised.
They changed up their menu some, but it's still delicious. But I ate so much carbs. So many carbs. I ate all the carbs.
You jumped off the keto Kalen again?
I did it just for Nora's birthday. 4 pounds I gained.
In one night?
One night.
Did you go overboard or did you just like drop anchor?
Dude, I was 191.8 yesterday morning. I was 195.8 this morning. And now I didn't eat, I did good too. So they had these special lunch or these dinner things where you pick three things and it's a smaller portion. So you get a modified appetizer, you get super salad, and then your entree. And I got the meatballs for the appetizer because I was like, you know, if I can eliminate some carbs. So the meatballs. There were three meatballs in this little tub of.
So you got ET.
Marinara sauce. Then I got the like chicken soup.
What? At a Carrabba's?
Yeah, it was good. And then, but I thought there wouldn't be no carbs in it. Nah, not true.
There was noodles in there? Soup?
Yeah, there was noodles in it.
Yeah.
No, not creamy. It was just, there was some noodles in there. And then I got the, what essentially is the pasta wheezy.
Yep.
But they call it fettuccine wheezy now, which I don't know why they call it wheezy. Like what that, whenever you say wheezy, I think of three things. I think of either Lil Wayne, Wheezy from the Jeffersons, or someone with asthma. That's it. That's the only three things I think of. But whatever, it's delicious. And then I got that, and I was, never mind the fact that I had all the bread that the lady would bring. Like, every time she would bring you a new loaf.
They have unlimited bread at Carrabba's, too?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And I totally forgot about that. And they put out the oil, the olive oil. Oh, yeah, I guess the olive oil with
it's been a while
the
since
seasoning
I've been
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, when she brought that.
Basil and all that.
I look like a crackhead. Like, just, I look like the Tasmanian devil.
I always do the sleeper move. I order the side of marinara. So the bread, you dunk the bread in the marinara.
That's a great idea. What are you talking about?
It's like pizza bread. It's fantastic.
That's an amazing idea.
That's disgusting.
I would do that at the Olive Garden as well.
Don't need to, I do it.
You just need the bread and the oil and the herbs, and that's it. And it was so good.
And you can throw in some marinara sauce.
Absolutely. And then I was so full that I just had to go get ice cream.
Like I was going to say, yogurt. Was there cake? Was there?
No, I got frozen yogurt. She didn't want a cake. She didn't want any of that. I bought her some cookies from the Great American Cookie Company. And she didn't even have dessert because she was full. Like, she didn't even eat hers. All of it.
So her not having any dessert wasn't going to stop you from finishing it off in style.
Absolutely not. I was like, you know what? I ate carbs today. I might as well just eat more carbs today. Just get it out of my system. Although I'm starting to believe that I don't necessarily need to do this diet because I watched that Netflix special. On the keto diet. I forget what it's called. It's really good, though, by the way. If you have Netflix, you should watch it. And it'll make you reevaluate how you eat. But I was thinking, too, like, I think it was Tyler or somebody was telling me that the diet works really well for people that have a lot of weight to lose. And I really don't have that much weight to lose. For me, it's a lot. But in the grand scheme of things, I realize that me wanting to lose 20 pounds is a lot different than somebody trying to lose 150 pounds. So, but they said, he was telling me that the keto diet for somebody like that, you'll drop 30, 40, 50 pounds in 6 months. And after a month, 3 weeks I had lost 9 pounds, 4 weeks I had lost 10. So I think I'm starting to not see or I'm not doing it right. I don't know which. I don't know. But I'm just like, if I could just eat, because I know at the end of the day, you can't just eat 4,000 calories worth of bacon and hamburgers and expect to lose weight. And that's kind of what I was doing. Because mm-hmm. I was just eating whatever. As long as it didn't have carbs, I would just eat a lot of it. And I still don't think I would lose weight that way.
I was always skeptical. I was always just thinking that, man, if this diet really works, then...
I think if you control like how much, if you watch your calories and cut out the carbs, it's significantly better. And I've been doing it wrong. So I'm trying to make a commitment to give it a couple more weeks and watch my calorie intake and try to keep it at around, you know, 1,600 calories a day.
I just know that I looked over it the other day when you had your smash burger or whatever.
Sad,
and I saw double patty, double cheese, bacon.
Yeah.
But because it was wrapped in lettuce, it was okay. And I'm going, how is that? More power to you if it
works.
That's why I told you all from the get-go. I couldn't do that because there's no way I would trust it. I would end up the reverse.
Not only that, Smash Burger doesn't have
small. Those are tiny patties.
They're not incredibly big, you're right. But they also don't have like a wrap that's made to wrap around their patty, so they just give you lettuce and a fork.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
From that regard. But I think some days I was eating, you know, 3,500 calories, no carbs. But the fact that I'm not exercising or anything like that, I don't know. I think I got to switch it up a little bit, but we'll see. If this doesn't work, I'm going to go back to my – I have this one diet that I did where – the one I was telling you about where you eat like five times a day. You do like 300 calories, 100 calories, 300. You alternate that.
It's harder than you think, though. I've done that.
Yeah. Dude, but this diet that I did, it's online and you sign up and you when you do it, like it tells you, here's your shopping list. This is what you make. This is how you make it. This is the times you eat. I lost 12 pounds in 13 days on that diet. So I'm like, just to get me ready, to get me sexy for L.A., I might have to do that.
When is L.A.?
L.A. is August.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to get sexy by August.
Nick's or just giving you all kinds of confidence.
Or 2020. It's not going to happen for you, sir.
Are you wearing pink today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to have fun with that?
Just a question.
You know, they disconnected the camera.
Oh, did
my
they?
My studio, so.
I'll come in there and connect it.
I don't know. There's just no feed. It's been like that for a while.
All right.
So.
Hey, we're just getting started. It's the usual suspects. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. You can text that line in that number, or you can call it on the HRNP listener line. Or you can reach us via Twitter, where it's at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Again, Blockbuster News.
No.
Start saying championship. Michael Carter Williams is in the fold on a one-year minimum deal. He's no Boogie Cousins. All right, we'll be back with more. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started on The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, Joel on a Tuesday. I hate to break this to you early, but no Way Back Wednesday, as we are all going to be off for the holiday.
I had a great theme. I had one in mind already. I totally forgot
Stars
we're not here tomorrow.
Stripes Forever.
You got... No.
What was it?
Yeah, it was... Well, I wasn't thinking about 4th of July, I'll be honest. Although that would have been the perfect theme.
Yeah.
We could do a Throwback Thursday. Instead of Way Back Wednesday. And we can just do songs.
Thursday morning, let me know what the topic is.
We could do songs about America.
Neil
but
Diamond.
I was thinking, I had an idea.
Stop the presses, Nick.
Since the Warriors are just going to win the NBA championship anyways, we're just artists from Oakland.
Give them their due.
Just 24 Too Short songs.
I don't know about
that,
man.
Too Short's the first one that came to my mind.
Too Short, you got Oaktown 357, MC Hammer.
Juicy, driving crazy.
What's his name? Slurricane. Damn it. E-40.
Huey Lewis in the News.
Are they from
San Francisco, technically.
Oh, no, it's got to be. I guess it could be the Bay Area.
Bay Area?
Yeah.
Train.
Spice One.
Train, nothing.
Isn't Spice One from the Bay Area?
Don't catch me lying.
E-40 and the Click.
E-40 for sure, because he's like
Aunt
the biggest Banks. Warriors fan going.
We could do Aunt Banks with Scragglers. You ever heard that song?
No, but I can play it.
Okay. Well, find the clean version.
if I can. What is it again?
It's Scragglers.
Okay.
By Ant Banks. Good song. I'm sure there's a lot.
Boogie Wonderland.
Who's that?
That would be Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Are they from Oakland?
No, but Boogie, since he's going to Oakland.
Oh.
See what I did there.
I see what you did there.
Boogie, Oogie, Oogie. Taste of Honey.
Do we even need to play the season?
No, just give the championship to Golden State.
That's what
right?
Nick texted me last night.
Honestly.
Yeah, he was done with it.
I feel like, and I tweeted this out, but I think that there has been more intrigue, more excitement, and more compelling storylines in the offseason than there will be in the regular season. I just don't see what the point is anymore.
So we could do this, right? We could give everybody a fair shot during the year and then how it all plays out. And then once the Warriors win it, just take them out and then rerun the tournament. Reseed it and rerun the tournament with everybody else just so that everybody could play for a really solid participation trophy for winning the being the best second best team in the NBA.
It's pretty ridiculous.
So where are you in terms of, because I saw on Twitter someone mentioning how the Chris Paul deal was vetoed, remember, by the commissioner?
Yeah, but that was when...
Is this something you could veto?
That was a trade and not a free agent signing.
That's correct. Terrible.
And it was also at a time when the league was running the New Orleans franchise because the ownership was basically bankrupt.
Yeah, that's part of it, and you can't stop a free agent from signing anywhere he wants. He's right. A free agent. He's earned that right to sign any contract. And, you know, if he wants to take less money than what the Pelicans or the Celtics were going to offer him, he just took a mid-level exception. That's what he did.
And what he really,
is the Achilles that bad? Because I saw an article that said he didn't get any offers, which I think is BS, because another article said that the Celtics were runners-up. So you obviously were in talks with the Celtics at least.
But the Celtics never made an offer. They had talked about the fact that they'd like to have him join the team, but they never got to the money standpoint. The thing that's more surprising to me is New Orleans didn't make one offer to him to bring him back.
But he had discussions with them too, though.
No, they picked up the phone, I guess, sometime after midnight just to say, hey, we'll talk at some point, and then never got back to him. And then when they signed Randall, the Lakers renounced him, it was basically over anyway.
That didn't take long, 4 hours. Don't tell me there's not behind-the-scenes discussions that go on.
So he's not getting offers.
Julius Randall went from being released at 4 o'clock to being signed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's when free agency was underway. So he was a restricted free agent anyway. So he could be talking to other teams under the assumption of, hey.
That's a good point.
Yeah. But, yeah, in terms of the whole Chris Paul trade that was vetoed, David Stern was the acting president of an ownership group of the Pelicans at that time. When they were the Hornets. And so that's why he vetoed it. Because they were the controlling body while they were still trying to find ownership for the franchise. But yeah, you can't – every rule was followed. And Boogie Cousins made a choice. And essentially what he did was he just flipped the script. Most veterans take all the money they can get, and then at a certain point they chase a ring. He just figured, hey, this is the perfect time for me to chase a ring because I can prove myself. I can show that I've recovered from the Achilles. I'll get myself a ring. And then after that having that year, assuming nothing goes wrong – the value will be back to where it should be because I'm healthy, and then I can pick a new destination and get my money.
Yeah, it's you had to know that LeBron was like, "Yeah, baby, L.A. We're gonna who sign? You got to be kidding me." He's like, "I want to go back to the East. This is crap." I mean, honest to God, it's gonna take Kawhi. It's going to, because we talked about DeMarcus Cousins in L.A. It's going to take Kawhi and Dwight Howard, and you're going to need several people to end up in L.A.
And some of them that can actually think the game from based on who they have been signing.
Boy.
But that's
at least they got Rondo. Yeah,
So essentially, though, you gave up Randall to get Rondo.
And then what does that mean for Ball?
That's what I said, and I tweeted it out. I was like, does this mean Ball's going to be in the Kawhi Leonard deal? Because
yeah, that's exactly what I said, too, because and we know San Antonio doesn't want Ball, which for me, it makes me feel like my three-team deal really looks good
I
now.
I saw you tweeting that.
Because with Ball, I don't know, because they had Isaiah Thomas. Do you trade Ball and bring back Isaiah Thomas? You need a backup point guard.
But if he and LeBron cracked heads in Cleveland.
Yeah. That's true.
And he was the guy that was Mr. Vocal, and he hadn't even played a game yet, and that's it started true. To rub LeBron the wrong way. I'm not sure. Although when you're speaking to that, maybe that makes him the perfect criteria to join the Lakers again because of the fact that everybody that's rubbed LeBron the wrong way is getting deals.
Yeah. I don't know. It's with Stevenson.
With Stevenson, with the fact that JaVale McGee hasn't been afraid to go at LeBron and talk to him. I don't get what the Lakers are doing. The good thing is it's only 1 year deals, but it says that they are not having like what we talked about yesterday. They have no aspirations to win this next year.
Yeah, I don't think so. It doesn't seem that way unless they've got a trick up their sleeve. But I don't know. I feel like it's the Warriors. The Rockets are going to come back. I'm just not jazzed, no pun intended, about this Rockets team not getting better. You shot your best shot. You came up short. You were an injury short, so you signed the guy that let you down because of the injury. Okay. But you've not gotten any better.
Yeah.
And I feel like they had to do something to get better.
Well, and I think that's what everybody was holding out for. They knew that the pipe dream was LeBron. But they also knew that based on the season that they had, based on everybody speculating that if Chris Paul's hamstring was healthy, that they might have at least gotten to the finals.
Yeah.
That it was going to be a destination that everybody wanted to get to, and that you were going to end up landing some of the guys that we talked about, just some guys to enhance what they already had. But then, if the kick in the nuts wasn't losing Ariza, you still don't know what's up with Capella, and all he's doing is sending out emojis. And then, on top of that, the big name of all big names that you bring in through free agency to this point is Michael Carter-Williams, and yet you look across the bay to the team that you most compare yourself to, and all they did was lose JaVale McGee so they could add Boogie Cousins.
Yeah. Wild so far. Hey, Sean, look, we're going to grab this break real quick, easy for me to say. Don't go anywhere, though. You're going to be right up after the break, I promise.
There you go. We'll be back with more. It is The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. First hour, Usual Suspects. Nick, Barry, Joel, all present and accounted for. It seems that the hot button right now, as it was yesterday, but now because the Rockets have made such a hefty splash in free agency, is the NBA.
Yeah.
So without further ado, Barry, you mentioned it. We should get him in here. Sean has been waiting patiently, and we appreciate that.
I think that is still being screened, though. You want to take Taylor first?
Sean's been on
what the hell? Sean was there through a whole
but
segment.
He dropped, and then...
Oh, and he came back?
I don't call it a comeback. He's been there for minutes.
Hey, Sean, what's up with you getting a life and stuff, bro? Don't be getting a life. Is he there? Not there? All right, let's just go to Taylor. We'll take
Taylor first.
Okay. Yeah, let's go to Taylor.
Taylor, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
I want to turn all the social media yesterday into one big meme with that guy, Kaylee Osmond, from when he see dead people, everybody up under their covers shaking and shivering. Oh, I see the Warriors. Let me tell you something, man. It is what it is. They got the guy. Boogie Cousins ain't going to play to January, right? The guy's ahead, Casey. He's not going to work out. I'm listening. It's not going to work. Him and Draymond Green, and then you got Durant want to be Mr. Badass. So they're gonna lead the league in checks again. I mean, the Rockets, we have much. You're talking about a Hall of Fame point guard that's coming back. We trust Morey. You know, he's going to make some moves. We're going to get the pieces we need. The Capella thing, I'm kind of torn between because I think Capella's maxed out. He's not going to get any better than he is right now. He wasn't a super liability in the Western Conference Finals. But he wasn't dominant as he was in the other games. I mean, I think you can find Capella somewhere else. I don't want to break the bank for Capella. But, I mean, come on, guys, let's pump the brakes. You know, everybody talk about Harden, but Harden is getting better every year. You can see a progression. You don't see a decline in his game. He's playing defense better. Okay, I mean, come on, man. Everybody just needs to stop being little wussies and say, hey, man, it's competition. You compete. And this is what you do as men. You compete. Okay? I grew up and the guys across the street, they had bigger brothers than we did. But we still competed. We fought. We still did. We didn't just say, okay, they're going to kick our butt every day. I mean, this is crazy. Oh, they're going to do this and they're going to do it. Okay, let it shake out. Let it shake out. I know Maury's going to make moves. I like what D'Antoni does as a coach. D'Antoni is not a passive-aggressive coach. He gets in these guys' backside. He's going to motivate them. You know, I see a Ariza loss. Defense side, but Ariza could get lost at times in a lot of games, miss a lot of fast breaks or whatever. So we just got to make moves. I'm good with EG. We just got to make some moves. And then you got to just think, hope for the future that we got Ryan Anderson coming off the book so we can make some moves with that money. So, man, just pump everybody, pump your brakes. Come from under the covers. Taylor. Bruce Willis going to take care of you, and we're going to be good.
All right, man. Appreciate the call.
One's saying you're not going to be good. Right?
Yeah, I think they're still a top three team in the West.
Yep. Top two team in the West.
Let's let free agency finish.
I think it's going to
depend.
Better.
It's going to depend on what the Thunder do and what the Lakers end up doing, because the Lakers still have a lot of room to maneuver.
They've been soaking up a lot now. They
added Rondo and let Randall walk. So
they added Kentavious Caldwell-Pope for 12 a year.
Yeah. Well, they still have room. You think about some of the
now the trade makes tier, everything different.
Yeah, but you think of some of these middle tier guys that are still out there that are still good role players that you can surround LeBron with. It's not over yet. I mean, but I'm with you. Just depending on, worst case, the Rockets are going to be the fourth best team in the West, which probably makes them the fourth or fifth best team in the NBA. That's nothing horrible. But look, don't downplay the fact that Cousins is injured. I get that. Don't sleep on that, right? It's a serious injury that he's got to come back from.
Look, it's a reality check.
But just the fact that the move was made is...
Yeah, it's a reality check. Look, no one's like saying they're not going to play the games or they're terrified of the Warriors, but the bottom line is the best just got better on paper, right? Yeah. Now, the one thing that I will say that I know for a fact that, boy, I used to get the back of my hand slapped a lot if I mentioned it in certain places on the air, but I'll tell you this, he's a bit of a head case. And there's a lot of teams in this league that had a no-fly zone on Boogie Cousins on their free agent radar simply because they didn't want to mess up their locker room. So for all of the harmony that the Warriors have created with this little dynasty that they got going, there are going to be times when he could push the envelope and press some buttons where it's going to be trying times and see how they kind of patrol their own locker room with these veteran players, because unless it's all sunshine and rainbows the entire year, there's going to be ups and downs. As we've said, it's a long season.
Yeah.
And he has more than anybody, this guy goes off the rails. Like, I knew when he was in Sacramento, he wanted to fight the assistant coaches every day, but he wouldn't touch his players. But yet in a game, he would get technicals quicker than anybody. They said he was the first one to leave, the last one to show up. When the PR guy ticked him off, he threw him in the ball cart and wouldn't let him get out for an hour. And literally in front of the media and everything would embarrass him. He does a lot of weird stuff. He has a lot of blowups. We used to laugh. Every time he came to Houston to play the Rockets, there was almost a guarantee he'd get one, but almost every time he got thrown out of the game. So there's a lot of different things with Boogie going on. But again, if he just wants to win for a year, and then, like we said, prove himself that he's healthy again, it's the ideal situation. So
hopefully he has enough common sense, though, to realize that the leverage is with the Golden State Warriors in this dynamic. As easy as they signed him, he come January when he's ready, if he's messing up the flow of a championship team, bye, Felicia. Like, he better understand that he has to be able to come in and not ruin the momentum of this team, because he's coming on to a championship team. So I don't know if he's smart enough to realize that, but this is his, what, third or fourth team? I mean, he should realize.
But somebody brought that up, like, well, he's a, you know, does he have the opportunity, or the opportunity exists for him to be a locker room cancer and a guy that causes problems?
I don't think so, not in Golden State.
I just don't think there's too many alpha males on that team, too many leaders, too many guys. There's too much. The culture there won't allow for that. There's just, you've got Kevin Durant, you've got Steph Curry, you've got Draymond Green, you've got Clay. I mean, these guys are not going to let Boogie Cousins screw up what they have. And right. and Steve Kerr. You could throw him in there, too, because he's a coach and a player, and I think he's a player's coach. He's not going to allow that team to be screwed up by that either. So I don't know that his attitude or, you know, the baggage that he brings in that regard would concern me as much as the injury itself. Mm-hmm. But it could.
But
it would be a blip on the radar, because I think you are right. If he does become a distraction, then I'd just be like, you know what, just go.
But with the Warriors, too, they're not in any hurry. They've proven they don't care about the regular season anymore.
Yeah.
So that's why I said with everybody, when I told people to pad their brakes last night, it was they're going to go undefeated. They're going to win 75 games. They're going to do all these things. They don't care about the regular season that much. They just care about being healthy. So even if he wants to play at the start of training camp, they're probably going to say, go slow. We'll bring you back in December or January. As long as everything goes without a blip, you're going to be back. And if you're not, who cares? Because as long as you're ready for the last 20 games of the season, 30 games of the season, and we're ready to roll in the playoffs, you're good. Because think about all the injuries they overcame this last year when they didn't care about the regular season, with Curry with two major ones, including the one that rolled over into the playoffs, with Durant, with all the time Klay Thompson missed with the thumb. They had all these guys out because everybody was like, we need to have the home court against the Rockets. At the end of the day, no, they didn't.
No,
so they didn't. They're not in any hurry in the regular season.
No. Sean's back. You want to take Sean's call? Ahead. Sean, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Thanks for hanging in there, man.
I'm doing well. So I'm gonna throw this out there. You know, with my boy from Chicago. You know, I'm from the South Side of Chicago, living in Houston now. I love Houston, but what about Anthony Davis? He's a free agent next year.
What about?
Why not try to maybe hold out off him this year, and maybe try to go hard for him and pair him up with Clint Capella? You know, nice little 4-5. Or maybe what about Kevin Love? I mean, I know we've been in talks about that a little bit, but I mean, are you guys interested? Would you guys want to lose Clint for Kevin?
Here's the thing. I don't think you have to lose Clint for Kevin, but I don't think you can get your hands on Anthony Davis. You've just spent the farm on Chris Paul to go with what you've already paid Harden. And the fact that you're staring a contract for Capella in the face, and you're still sitting on Ryan Anderson at 20 and Eric Gordon at 15. So if there was a way to get out from under Ryan Anderson and bring in Kevin Love, that's a possibility. But it's not even the slim chances of getting LeBron this year, getting Anthony Davis next year.
That's tough, man. Yeah. I'm just curious because, we haven't heard too much about Anthony Davis. I know he's going to be a huge player to pay and stuff, but... You know, my dream is, I've always loved Kevin Love, and I mean, I would love to have Kevin Love as a stretch four. I mean, you guys discussed it yesterday.
That's a lot of love.
I'm a big-time Love guy, man, for sure. I mean, that guy can't do no wrong in my eyes. But
Barry White says it's all about love. But the thing is, if there's one system in the NBA in which Kevin Love fits, it's the Rockets.
Yeah, and I tell you, when we talked about it yesterday, If the Cavs are interested in moving him, I'd certainly go have that discussion.
You got to at least pick up the phone.
Absolutely.
And say, you know, like you said, you brought a great point yesterday. If they are truly wanting to tank now to try and continue to add and rebuild from a young youth perspective through the draft,
yeah,
then you don't want Kevin Love to have an all-star season. You want a Ryan Anderson that, you know, you can collect. He's collecting his check and he can shoot and he can be okay. But at the same time, it puts you more in a chance to stay in the lottery and get the number one overall pick.
And that's what, I mean, they have to make that decision. It is the East, and it would be pretty easy to make the playoffs. Is that the goal, though, to make the playoffs, or is the goal to...
No, they don't want any part of it. They want the Brooklyn Nets to beat them by 20. That's saying something.
Yeah, right?
All right, we'll continue to roll on. Hang in there. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, where you can call, text. You can also hit us up on Twitter. We're pretty good about responding throughout the show. So feel free to be one of our usual suspects. I do want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture as well, because Gallery's been doing it in the Houston area for a long time. Mac has been here forever. We know what he does in the community when there are times of need, but we also know that he's got furniture stores across the city of Houston that are guaranteed to give you low prices, always have furniture in stock. It's all solid wood, American-made product from brands like Stickley, whether it's leather or upholstered furniture. And everything that they say in their commercials is exactly what they're going to do. They're also still doing the Astros promotion, which means if you want bedroom furniture, including Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and you spend over $3,000, if the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free, and there's no better deal than that. Free is always a good thing. They have three locations across the city to better serve you. That means the Galleria, I-45 North, and of course, on the Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugar Land. Max sits at the front desk at the I-45 North store. He'll make sure that he greets you personally, puts you in the good hands of salespeople that will be very much attentive to your needs and the things that you have to deal with, including their finance department working with you on payments and the fact that when you want it delivered is exactly when it's going to be there. And when you buy within 3 to 4 hours, it will be there. Same day or same night, and it will be delivered with delivery people that will also ask you, do you want things moved around? Do you want things taken away? We're here to help because they know that that'll just be another reason why you want to come back to Gallery Furniture. And the one thing that Gallery always says is exactly what they're going to do. Gallery always will save you money.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, hour number one of the three-hour big show. It is Barry, it is Nick, it is Joel. We appreciate your participation. You guys have been active early now. So we do appreciate that. What you got going?
I was just looking at this. ESPN has I put it in our rundown, but they have a pretty good free agent tracker.
Okay.
And I was just catching up on everything that may have happened since then. But it's been wild. And if only all off seasons could be this fun and entertaining. I don't know. A lot of people are mad at the NBA. I saw people that were like, they can't allow this Boogie Cousins to go there and this and that. And it's the game. Now that the big talk is, do you go to the 16 seeds? Do you just go 1 through 16 and forget the East and the West? And I mean, I think you still have the East and the West, but I wouldn't be opposed to a 16 just seeded teams. But that was before Boogie Cousins and all that. I think it still would have made sense to do that because there were a lot of good teams in the West that didn't get to play, and we had to look at 500 teams make the playoffs and watch them
in
play.
Piss-poor opening round series.
Yeah.
So what you do want is the best 16 teams, and if people are truly, you know, convinced that this is the Warriors to lose, then they want to see compelling basketball. And the best compelling basketball is going to be with the top 16 teams, regardless of what conference they're in, instead of watching piss-poor opening round matches and then hoping in the second round that you get some matchups that didn't even come through even this year. When New Orleans threw everything on the wall that they could, and they beat Portland, and then they just got eaten up by the Warriors. I mean, you'd like to see some evenly matched matchups just to see some better basketball.
Yeah. So somebody texted and said, hey, I was out here at the Academy, and I was looking for a Michael Carter Williams jersey. It appears they're sold out. Nope, never mind. Manager said he's never heard of the guy.
That's nice. He did win Rookie of the Year. His first year in the league, and then it all was downhill.
That's when he averaged 16 points a game, and since then, it's been steadily decreasing. Nate said they call it the pasta wheezy because it's so good it takes your breath away. Is that true? Is that why they call it the pasta
wheezy? I've never heard that.
Can you get Johnny Carabo on the phone?
I actually could possibly do that, but I have friends that know him pretty well. I don't know.
Come on, Nick. Get Carabo on the phone for me. Let's go.
Yeah, I'll just pick up the phone and
just make that
give
happen.
Him a shout. Yeah.
Just make that happen for me. Chris Householder said he would do the 2-week diet with me. Man, you're skinny, Chris. Leave me alone. Get out of here.
And he wears big belts.
Scram. Yeah, he does. Barry Wade here. You sound like a woman. Eat less, sweat more. It's simple. Why do I sound like a woman?
Probably because you always talk about your weight, and some people view that as you sounding like a woman. That's my guess.
Most women don't talk about their weight. I'm an open book about everything. Everything. So I don't
that's
know.
My guess. I don't even know if that's just my assumption.
I don't know. there was this, didn't Michael Carter Williams play Theo Huxtable in the Cosby Show? That was from OU Mike. That's nice. Don't ruin it with a call, Mike. in the spirit of changing the subject a bit, this Sharapova versus Diachenko match at Wimbledon is a great view. I can't take my eyes off of the screen. This is the most tennis I've watched in a while.
I'm just going to go out on a limb that has nothing to do with tennis.
Yeah, no. Can we put the tennis match? Is it a match? Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Can you put that on the TV and let me see what this looks like?
I think it's on ESPN.
Can we see? Can we see this? Is there just like all kind of hotness going on? Wouldn't hurt my feelings.
I do know that Sharapova is one of those exaggerated grunters.
Oh yeah,
on every shot. Yeah, on every shot.
And it's like, whoa, what was that?
She does the impossible to subtitle. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great if she did that, like, even when they bounce the ball pre-serve? She's like, That would be awesome.
That would be the most recorded audio in the history of sports.
I just watched tennis with my eyes closed. John Parker said Barry's got a new number for his haters, 281-330-8004.
What is that?
That's Mike Jones's number.
Oh.
You never heard that?
No.
281-330-8004. Hit Mike Jones up on the low because Mike Jones about to blow. You don't know this?
No, I do not.
Man, we got to play some Mike Jones for him. How does he not know this?
I don't know.
I'll play it.
Okay.
He knows the song. He just doesn't remember that.
Yeah. Is this the, they have on clothes. Never mind.
Oh, boy.
It is kind of a different outfit.
What is
outfit.
That? She's got a lump on the side of her hip.
You see her for 5 seconds, and instantaneously, the first thing you're drawn to is the lump on her hip.
She needs to get that examined.
Maybe it's the tennis ball.
Like there's a lot of guys that would
exactly
like to do the examining.
Thank you.
I didn't get what you were doing. My bad.
Thank you so much.
But I do like the outfit.
Captain Literal. Maybe it's a tennis ball. Thank you so much.
My bad.
She's strong.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Not Sharapova, but whatever who is the other one?
Diachenko?
She's been taking them pills, but yeah, she still looks good.
What do you mean she's taking them pills?
What do you mean by that?
Them no acetals. She's been taking them pills,
No, you just haven't got a good look.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah. I mean, she's not blocking out Pasadena on the traffic map, but she's not bad.
Somebody texted this. Anthony Davis is going to the Lakers next year. Just bought a $40 million house in L.A. I don't believe that.
It's possible. I mean, again, it depends on how much money they have that they can free up. Because Kawhi, if he doesn't get traded there already,
yeah,
you're going to have to spend a majority of what you have on a Supermax deal for Kawhi. And then whatever you have left over, you're hoping that a lot of veterans are going to want to play there. But look, he's a free agent. We know the Lakers are going to have money because they're signing all these one-year deals. I don't think it's impossible.
If Golden State can get Boogie Cousins to take the minimum, they can figure out how to get Kawhi, get somebody like an Anthony Davis, or trick like a Dwight Howard into taking the veterans minimum or whatever.
And let's just be real. This goes back to the Miami Super Team with Bosch and Wade. They all took a little less.
Mm-hmm.
But in that room, and as you mentioned and alluded to, Barry, there's a lot of conversations that happen that will never see the light of day, and they shouldn't. But there's a lot of conversations that can be had where they say, hey, we're thinking about bringing both of you guys in next year. I need you both to take a little less. But I can guarantee you in this market with our sponsorship base and the things that we can do endorsement-wise for you, both nationally and locally in a city like Los Angeles, will more than make up for whatever you're going to lose on the top side coming in. That's a reality.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So those are the kind of things that can happen. All right, before we turn the tables and switch gears at all, Brandon wants to get in here on the playoffs. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I haven't talked to you all in a couple days, so I just want to say, Joel, it's good to hear your voice and hear that you're still doing okay. I'm glad there was no recurring issues from your accident.
Thanks, man.
And here's the thing. You guys were talking about seeding in the playoffs for the NBA. I want to see it across all sports. I've never understood the need for NFC versus the AFC. I've never understood the need for the AL versus the NL or the West versus the East. I don't get why we can't just take the top 16 or top whatever you want to do for the playoffs and throw them all in the mix and make for some good television.
Can I tell you why, make Brandon? Brandon, can I tell you why? I get it. I'm with you, but let me explain to you why. It has everything to do with travel. And saving the travel costs.
and less to do with everything else. And it, that's part of why it started.
Now, but Mark Cuban, did you hear what he said? He said because of that argument, people made the argument you just made. And Mark Cuban said, to be honest with you, the difference between New Orleans and Portland and Miami and Portland is less than 1,000 miles. So really, we're not talking about like earth-shattering
based where he is. But if Seattle had to fly to the Knicks, or not Seattle, Portland had to fly over to play the Knicks and back and forth, and that's a lot of money. But that's where it started from. That's why these conferences and everything began, because back in the day, it cost a lot more. You had to travel by bus. You travel by train.
It's also how you got to the 2-3-2 playoff format, because they were trying to save on all the airfare and all the travel. And
granted, it is a lot cheaper now, but still, there's a lot of cost involved in getting a team, especially like if you're saying football or like basketball. I get it, maybe not as much, but a football team, a baseball team, you still need conferences for that. Could you imagine if you had to play, if you're the Astros and you had to play the Red Sox, times in a year? That's
look at
a lot
what
of
New
travel.
England does when they've got a schedule in which they play two teams either on the West Coast or one on the West Coast and one close. They will never go back. They go and they practice the rest of the week, the next week in California, and then go to wherever their next destination is, because it just doesn't make sense with all the equipment and all the things that they travel back and forth.
But in the playoffs, I'm totally with you. Did we lose him?
Brandon?
No, I understand. Yeah, no, I'm here. I understand the regular season. I get it. Like, you want to kind of be logistical about your travel with these teams, because it's a lot on these guys to ask a major league player, hey, run out there and play 140, 150 games a year and travel 40,000 miles all year. That's a lot to ask for a guy. But once you get down to the playoffs and once you get to the 16, from a marketing standpoint alone, you're going to make a lot more money when you have teams that aren't limping into the playoffs I love the Texans, but like the Texans do with a 9-7 record because they're in this crummy division.
Yeah.
Versus taking Dallas, who goes, and I hate the Cowboys, but they go 10-5 or whatever it is, and they almost miss the playoffs just because they're in a strong division. And I think that from a marketing standpoint, you're going to make a whole lot more money when you see the powerhouse teams and the guys who have been smart about their drafting and been smart about their free agency and been smart about their trading of players in the offseason and have built a good team. I'm sorry, Golden State has been very smart. They've used their money wisely. They've convinced these guys, hey, we've got Steph. We've got the enforcer in Draymond. We've got Durant. Hey, come on over. Bookie, let's go. Come join the team. Everybody wants to see them in the, like you said earlier, Joel, they don't give a damn about the regular season. They only care about the playoffs.
That's true. So, we appreciate you, Brandon. Thanks for the call, as always, man. He brings up some valid points, but I will say give some credit to the Warriors, but also you got to get a little lucky in the draft. And they got lucky that their guys
Draymond, I give them more credit. Yeah.
Draymond Green in the second round. That's,
you gotta
that's
get a little
that's
lucky.
What you call a little lucky there.
Exactly.
I give him more credit to the drafting and then the convincing these guys to take less money part. You know what I mean? I just feel like they were smart and, yes, a little lucky with the drafting process. But
no doubt. All right, we got one in the books, two to go. 2 hours left of the big show. So we'll continue to roll on, and we appreciate you coming along for the ride. Join us if you will, 713-780-3776. HRNP Listener Line, call, text, hit us on Twitter. Hour number two, right around the corner, ESPN 97.5. Looking down.